The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
merchantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
And good evening, everyone. This is Tuesday, June 10th, 2008, and this is the Jethro Silverwing Show. Before we get started, we want to wish a get well soon to Den Mother. I'm sorry, to Den Mother's cat. Not sure what the cat's name is, but Den Mom had a kitty emergency this afternoon and will not be able to make it to the show tonight. She's not feeling up to it. And we wish Den Mom's kitty a speedy recovery. Now, with me as always, my love, my main squeeze, my right-hand girl, it's Elquin Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
Hey, Elquin, how's it going?
Good.
Doing well, are you?
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
You know, here I am thinking to myself, what is that noise off in my right ear?
And?
I think this is the first time in a while I've actually done the broadcast with my game sounds on. I think it's the torch next to me.
Don't get too close.
Yeah, there we go. I turned down my game volume and all is well. I thought something was happening with my headphones or something. Oh, well. So, yes, we will all pray to Rotset and I for Den Mom's kitty. And I understand she was going to try to catch the show tonight. And just relax. And so we will do the Den Mom song later in the evening. Just for Den Mom.
Yeah. Mom, I hope your kitty cat gets better soon.
Speech.
I know it's hard when you've got one that a little fluffy thing that you love and it's not feeling good and it just looks at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of cats that aren't feeling too good right now, our cat did a stupid move this afternoon, decided to nap under a blanket on the floor. What do you think happened to said cat? I stepped on the friggin' cat. I hope she's okay. She seems to be a little sore, actually. God. I'm just, shutting the window so I can be nice and quiet up here for the show. I turn around and... Poor kitty. So she's hurting a little bit, but... I think she'll be all right. She's not limping or anything.
Oh, but she had a big piece of poop stuck to her. Poor thing.
Gee, thanks, hon. I think that's the kind of thing that our audience wants to hear about.
Kitty poo?
And no, I did not squish it out of her. All right, let's not talk about the kitty poo, okay? Yeah. Sorry, I'm just the kind of person that I've never, under any circumstances, found gross-out humor or toilet humor. I've never found it funny. Ever. I mean, people know. I mean, my fans kind of know what my personality is like, and I have a pretty sick sense of humor sometimes, but toilet humor just never appealed to me at all.
So, yeah, no fart jerks in the house. At least I don't tell him when he's around.
God, please, no. I don't find it funny. I really don't.
Let's see. Fart jokes, butt jokes, poo jokes. I think that's about it.
Yes. Dallaire, the newest member of the Legion of Kithagor, is commenting, "The cats don't do anything obvious. The revenge will happen in my sleep." It's going to be like Jeff Dunham's little chihuahua, huh? Remember, we were just watching the Jeff Dunham DVD. I don't remember the name of it, but... And it says that his little chihuahua goes over... Every time that he has a fight with his wife, his little chihuahua will pee on her. Good boy.
Something insanity, I forgot.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Whatever it is, it's the newest Jeff Dunham DVD. Go out and rent it, buy it, whatever. It's really funny stuff. We got to see him live a few months ago.
JeffDunham.com.
Dunham.
Jeff of all.
All right.
I never laughed so hard in my life. That was so good.
It was a good night. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jeff the Silver Wing Show is brought to you this evening by Tanglefoot Jum Jum Farm of Rivervale, who reminds you that they are the purveyors of Jum Jum and Jum Jum related products since the beginning of time. Remember, if it's not Tanglefoot Jum Jum, that ain't Jum
it's
Jum.
It's Jum Jum.
That ain't Jum Jum. So what's going on in NORAD tonight? What are you doing tonight?
Do you really want to know?
I want to know what you're doing. Unless there's something...
Well, I'm out trying to talk to Skyanna, who's turned into a bear and has forgotten that she's Skyanna and is acting more like a bear. So I'm... waiting for Xanadi to get her monkey butt out here and we can talk her down out of this. I don't know. We can't figure out if the totem's on her or in her. If it's in her, then, well, we won't go there. you don't like those type of jokes. Anyway, that's what I'm doing.
Interesting. Xanadi says she's on the way, so chill the hell out. Oh, that one snuck up on me. Sorry about that, folks. No, I think if you need to actually get it out from inside of her, we're going to have to get Low Kick in there. Low Kick's short, even for a gnome.
We'll send him in with a rope?
It may be unavoidable.
Spelunking gnome! Yay!
Hey, Domino's on. Hello there, Domino. How you doing? Welcome to the Justice Silverwing Show. By the way, folks, I just want to mention my amazing... Let me add some echo to this. Amazing psychic ability! Last week, I mentioned, because I saw Domino in the chat channel, that what would be really neat at some point, because we've been doing a lot of decorating with the guild hall and I'm redecorating my house, what would be really neat is some walls. Walls to decorate the houses. I thought that was a great idea. Come to find out, it's in the next patch.
Patch. Update 46, coming to you soon.
Update 46, coming to you live.
Oh, soon. Live and soon.
Coming to you live.
I don't know when, but... honestly, I didn't see any previews. Matter of fact, Dunmother's preview of Update 46 only came out a couple days ago. So, am I psychic, psychotic? Well, we all know I'm psychotic, but I don't know. I just thought that was really neat. I predicted something a week before it was announced. I am Super Jethel.
You read Domino's mind.
So now I understand why when I was talking about this, Domino was just eyeballing me.
Like you knew some psychic secrets.
How did you know? And I didn't know. So, hey, good for me.
The reason why he was asking for walls is he wants to make a maze upstairs in one of the his house.
Yeah, upstairs. One of the ideas I had for the attic of my house was building a labyrinth. So that's going to be cool. But I didn't see anything. Let me bring up Dunmother's site here, eqtraders.com or eq2.eqtraders.com. Take a look here. Or Domino could answer the question since she's in the. Since she's in the chat channel, I had mentioned that I thought it'd be really, really neat if the walls could expand or get taller. Now, I'm not seeing anything about that in Dunmother's...
What, there's two sides of the walls. They're small and large.
Let's see, redwood dividers, and then there are screens.
I love those screens. Those are so cool, Domino.
And there are new tavern counters. So there are bars.
Mm-hmm. Little fey bars.
Yep. So they're, I don't know, are they going to be too small for normal houses, really?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on.
That mother has a size comparison. Let me take a look here.
You could come to Kellethon and look at one up in the bar.
Okay, well, the plain sandalwood screen. You can see all this over at eqtraders.com, folks. The plain sandalwood screen looks pretty tall. The ornate sandalwood screen is even taller. Of course, these are 3-foot sectional screens like you would use just for privacy and stuff like that. Looks like the redwood dividers do come in 2 sizes. One of them is gigantic and the other one kind of small. Looks like the really big one is about the size, if I'm looking at this correctly, it looks like it might be the same size as the first floor in the big manors. I could be wrong about that, but that's what it looks like to me. And the smaller ones look more like cubicle dividers. In their size, that is, not in the way they actually look. They look great. Let's see, then there is a tapestry of flames, which I think that might be the same pattern as the cloak of flames. But you can hang it on your wall. A tapestry of the malign. And then the fey counters. Yeah, it looks like the fey counters are about the size of 2 large books. Height-wise, that is. So probably a little too small for wood elves or above. That I can tell from here, anyway. And then there is a stool to go with the tavern counter.
Yeah, but we can come up with all sorts of uses for those.
Mm-hmm.
Besides just being what they are,
hey,
of course.
Hey, we can stack one on top of each other. It might work. Domino's explaining to me here that stretching them is beyond the current technical restrictions at this point. So... Now, Talk is telling me that he can make a better maze than me. I'm not looking for the perfect maze. I just thought it'd be an idea. I mean, I haven't seen a... I haven't been into a house yet that has a maze. Actually, I think the Gorowin houses might be a better place for a maze because that room downstairs is gigantic. Name it on Main.
Yes.
Oh, I'm being told that Lara has a maze. Okay, where is Lara's house? I want to check this out. So I will wait for Talk or Angela Coria to come back and tell me where the house is. I would like to see this. Hey, Lara is on now. They're going to ask. Okay, I would really like to see that. I tried putting one together with those really big... linen paintings, But the problem is, you can walk through the paintings. So that doesn't work out very well. Damn you, blighted gnome. That's what you get for bathing in public waters.
What have I done to deserve a fate like this?
Bathe once in a while.
We have plenty of water.
Dirty, dirty gnome.
Well, gnomes get into all sorts of things. Grease and stuff and...
Bears.
Bears.
Oh, God. What's that? What is that gnome's foot doing out, coming out of the back of the bear?
Oh, no. Oh, there's tapestries, too. I like those two tapestries. They're based on the Cloak of the Flames.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already mentioned
And
those.
In that other cloak, which I'm not familiar with because I've never done that quest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mentioned those when I was going down the list. Go to eq2.eqtraders.com and check out the preview of those. I think they look really nice. I think they look cool. Now, that would be kind of cool. They're talking in the Guild Channel about possibly having tapestries that would reflect your guild heraldry. That would be nice for people who have guild halls. What do you think? You're not even listening.
I think it'd be great.
You're not even listening to me.
Guild halls, yes. They would be great in guild halls.
And when are these guild halls coming? The official guild hall.
Well, I don't know, but it's on the list for summer. So I think they're going to start doing something in July, but I don't think they'll really show up until, what was it, September?
Yeah, but they'll come out.
Have to look at this.
They'll come out, and you have to be level 80. And
oh, I hope not. I hope it's a progressive type thing.
And everyone that enters it has to be level 80 with all their epics. And I'm sorry, I'm just a pessimist when it comes to... stuff, you know, hearing about stuff that's coming out that we really, really want. And, you know, it always just turns out, you know, that I can't do it for some reason. I don't know. So I guess, yes, I'm a little naysayer, a little pessimist sometimes.
What?
What do you mean, what? What do you think I was just ranting about for the last few minutes? She doesn't listen to me at all, folks.
I do, too.
You don't
just be patient.
I bet you don't even know any of my songs.
Yes, I do.
You know nothing.
I'm going to cry.
Let's see here. Talk is commenting that guild halls will require that you have a capped guild and not be named Jethel under any circumstances.
I thought that was only for Delmon.
Yeah, we can't let Delmon have those damn guild halls.
Delmon must be destroyed.
He didn't even show up for his own show today.
Well, he did sort of at the end, but he was like a cyborg Delmon.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I was getting ready for my show, so I didn't... why was he a cyborg? What the hell was that about?
He just was. He was Robot Delmon.
Robot... Delmon. Okay. I'm going to try to send a telltale there right here. She's AFK. That's why I'm not getting any answers. Okay, you know what? Tonk or Angela Coria, anyone who knows Lyra, the quote-unquote Frostfell elf... Oh, wait, she's answering me now. I was just going to say, what city is she in? And I can try going door to door. Oh, she's in Iron Toes. So I will go to Iron Toes.
I was going to say, everyone in Kinos, beware.
Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock. Hi, I'm Jethel. I'm going door to door. Do you have a mace? Remember, hun, stick your foot in the door and they can't shut it.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless they're a barbarian or something like that. Then I lose my foot.
Well, didn't you get it already burnt part off of acid one time or something?
What?
And they dropped acid on your boot.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you know what? I keep forgetting about that. Jethel now is missing... is now missing a toe.
It should grow back eventually, shouldn't it? No?
I'm not a troll. Maybe, I don't know. Jethel is a forest spirit. It might, you know, re-blossom. I don't know.
Yeah, it's your roots, you know. We'll have to peel your boots off and look.
All right, let's see. So, I'm going to Iron Toes. That's in North Kinos, right? Right before the South Kinos gate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving along. Do-do-do. Moving right along. With good time and good news. With good friends you can't lose. This could become a habit. Well, sorry. I haven't seen the Muppet movie in years. You know that? We need to get the Muppet movie!
All right.
That was like my favorite album when I was in like the fifth grade. No, wait, fifth grade? No. Third grade. Oh, well, there's Lyra right beside me. Show me your house. Oh, it's in Tessil's apartment. All right, well, let's check this out. I didn't even know there were apartments up here. Above the bar. Okay, she says it's this one right here. Let's check out this maze. Let's see here. There we go, Tessel. Entering the house. Waiting for it to load. Blah, blah, blah. You know what my room is in desperate need of?
What, hon?
Windex.
What?
I just ran my finger down my my second monitor for the second computer, and wow, it's not as dark as I thought it was.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, we got a maze going here with bookshelves and stuff. Ooh.
Ooh?
This is nice. Her pets are all in the way, but this is nice. What's on the other side of the maze? We don't know yet. Is there anything on the other side of the maze? This is cool. I like this. This is very, very cool. Of course, her pets are all getting in the way.
Just walk over them.
Okay, there we go. I got to the end of the maze, and it goes to the other room. No, this is very cool. Very, very cool. So if anyone wants to come to check out the maze, come to Iron Toe East, Iron Toes in North Kinos. And no, I'm not jumping to peek at the maze. I'm not jumping to peek at the maze. I'm jumping over the freaking pets. Because they won't move and I can't get around them. Yeah, this is very nice. Yeah, Iron Toes, you go upstairs, all the way up is the last door on the right. And I don't remember. Oh, it's Tessele. It's the apartment. And I like it. I like it a lot. Let's see here, what kind of... And she's using pristine maple bookcases. This is very cool. I'm definitely going to have to do something like this.
And what will be the end of your maze?
What will be at the end of Jethro's maze?
Horrible screaming death.
Oh, sorry, Anne. Slipped into a little darkness there. It's all right.
Okay.
At least I didn't turn into Lucan for a minute there.
Do we have to keep bringing him up?
We do, actually.
This is Lord Lucan. This is Lord Lucan Delair, and I am taking over the airwaves. Silence, woman!
You're nothing but a stable boy.
Now, look here, Missy. Don't make me go over there and smack you with a tuna.
Ooh, I might like that.
Yes, he's over.
Firelock called him a jerk. Hey, wait a minute. No, I read that wrong. It's not my fault he's a jerk. Ah. Darn. Nothing goes my way.
Yeah, so for Crema, your trade skill alt, lots and lots and lots of walls.
Okay. Walls.
Lots of walls.
I need to go harvest a lot for you then.
Yes.
Get to it, woman!
I can't. I'm bear sitting.
Oh.
Or sitting bear. Whichever way.
You're sitting bear?
With a bear.
With a bear.
Yes.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Well, Lyra has informed me that she's actually listening to us. So let's see. I want to change something here.
But you know those walls will come tumbling down.
I am not Jericho.
Another bear. We're good. Oh, Zan's a bear. No, is that Zan? Yep, Zan. So, now Sky and Zan can have bear talk.
Oh, boy. Bear talk. It's like listening to Wookiees make love.
And you've heard this before?
I have.
And?
It's not pleasant.
Oh, God.
All right, well, since Lyra is listening to us live, let's put on the Frostfell music.
But she's not a Frostfell elf, she'll tell you that.
Well, so she keeps saying, but she's a dark elf, she has a Frostfell hat. If she wants to prove that she's not a Frostfell elf, take off the damn hat! That's bear talk. I do that pretty well, actually.
Ooh. Well, how come I never heard that before? Wait a minute, I have.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You have no honor.
I do, too.
Your dog has no honor.
Well, that I'll agree with.
Of course. Alrighty. I'm sorry for the all-righties and stuff like that, folks. Of course, we were planning on having Den Mom with us. So we're just kind of muddling through this. We'll get by.
Delmon's got a shout-out.
Yes.
The robot Delmon.
Robo Delmon would like to give a shout-out to Lux Capacitor of Online Gaming Radio for covering
Delmon.
Recovering his spot today. So, yes, congratulations, Lux. You did a fine job on the show. Did he? Did he do a fine job?
I think so. And Zan, too.
Xanadi! Xanadi! So troubled heart!
You should see her in a bear form, though. You might not say that. And Zan, yes, the bear suit does make your ass look fat.
Oh, God. I think it's supposed to, though.
Really?
I think so. I mean, I haven't seen any thin bears, have you?
That's true.
I certainly haven't. All right. I think we're going to take
I'm just trying to be kind. That's all.
Yeah, that's all right.
I get a hey.
Hey! Hey!
What the hell, man? What the hell?
Tries to see her butt. She's turning around in circles.
Very nice.
We'll get a mirror. We need a mirror out here in Gallatin so she can see.
Because we all know.
Why did you talk about the Festival of Unity ending, their grand finale on Saturday?
We will talk about that when we come back.
Okay, fine.
We might even talk about the mishap. But I'm not sure. Maybe.
We'll go for it. Everybody else knows about it.
No kidding. Shut up. Don't make me hurt you.
Please?
See, folks, this is what I have to deal with. And just to think, I was just about to do your song live.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I'm going to now.
You don't sing this early in the show, so I know you're yanking my chain.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
Mm-hmm.
You really think so, huh?
Yeah, ask the channel. Has Jethel ever done live singing in the first 30 minutes of the show?
I did last week.
No, it wasn't the first 30 minutes.
Well, so there.
See? I'm getting backed up. So if you want to go to a break, you can.
Sure.
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah.
We're still
dealing with bears.
Do I have your permission?
Sure.
Well, you know what?
Delma can never tell if you're live or Memorax. You're just that good.
Because I'm awesome.
Well, it's because I use the exact same system to do my broadcasts as I do to record my music. So it's, you know, it's not exactly, you know, a stretch between the two. So
yeah.
Okay, I will purposely screw up the lyrics.
Oh.
Okay, shut off your mic. I'm going to do some live singing.
You guys asked for it.
Yep. You've asked for it. You've got it, Toyota. The show was not brought to you by Toyota. All right, so this is a song I wrote for Elquin back some time ago. It's the story of how we really met in-game. Wow, that's not really loud, is it? What can I do to make this loud? Not a lot, really. I can never get this mouse to work. Is my volume all the way up? Yeah, everything's up. No, that's not going to help. All right, let's try it again.
Well, I'm looking for adventure in Everfrost snow. She showed up to the campsite, here we go. Had a Stonewood compound bow and a quiver full of death, you see. Our group had some room, so she joined right in. She killed so many goblins, it should be a sin. She took me by the hand and brought me to the Twilight Sea. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing the song. I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're forced to be reckoned with. Just try us and you'll see.
She thinks my range is sexy. We hunted western wastes and the plain of storms. Tag team big ol' froggies, well, they had no warning. Barren dunes, hanging gardens, whoa, we really find them on. We got into a rut, it was tedious and boring. Looked for escape and it came to us one morning. It's to Norath, to Jewel, we'll see, we'll be moving on. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead, why I'm singing the song. She likes the way I fight with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with, this trias and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. Well, she's on the west coast, I'm on the east. Fate can't keep apart these two, nor at the end bees. She thinks my ranger, she thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead, she's why I'm singing this song. I like the way she fights with swords in hand. I like the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with, just try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. She thinks my range is sexy. Eh, what the heck, just go ahead and just keep on going live for a little bit. This one's for Domino. A little Don't Steal My Node. Well, you can steal my loot, just grab it all and scoot. You can wander off and then get aggro. You can tease the orcs, call them a bunch of dorks. Seem like a jerk to everyone you know. You can bring a train, in sunshine or in rain. Go pull an epic dragon, we'll be lunch. But if you swing that axe, I'll kick your little ass. You're just that kind of guy, I've got a hunch. Don't steal my note, this routine is getting old. I've started cutting lumber, here you jerk. Too much time on your hands, in Wood Mountain and Sands. They're going half as fast for twice the work. Frost, frozen ice, you never play nice. Stop mining rocks right behind my back. The dens and lumber too, you're laughing, being rude. I'm gonna turn around and kick your sack. Not just a pain to me, you're on hit list from A to Z. They're lining up to smack you on the head. Harvest a living hell, you're doing it just to sell. Everyone in the zone wishes you were dead. Don't steal my wood, I'll rough you up real good. I need to make some arrows, can't you see? You're stealing all my rocks, every zone around the clock. Kinda makes me wish I played on PvP. Don't steal my gin, patience is wearing thin. We'd all like to beat you with a stick, or tie you in a bag. You trade skill farming hag, throw you in the river and watch you sink. Don't steal my ore, just to sell it in your store. There's not a single gnome that you pass. You're underneath our skin. It's a fight that we can't win. We like to round you up and kick your ass. Woo-hoo!
Now, who's calling us? Stop calling! I'm doing a show! Alright, anyway, we have a brand new song this week. I forgot to make that announcement in the on the post on the forums there, but we have a brand new song. Now, thinking about it, I probably shouldn't have done Don't Steal My Node, because it's actually done to Achy Breaky Heart as well. This one was written by The Geek from MMOGeek.com. And if anyone here has a dwarf, Brass, if you're listening, you're going to love this. This is a new song called Don't Touch My Beard. So we're just going to call it the Dwarven Beard Song. So here we go, Dwarven Beard Song.
Sir! Sir!
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields! Mass hysteria! It's mayhem out there!
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Jethel has released a new song! Hey! You can kick my head and punch me in the nose! Beat me right up till the break of dawn. Or take a heavy bat, smack me across the back, and give me a thrashing with all your brawn. You can tie my arms and really go to school. Smash all my teeth out on the floor. Or even take a whip, slice my skin to strips. You might even find I'll ask for more. But don't touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard. That's all a dwarf has got to say. And if you touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard, oh, then my letter you're gonna pay. Smack me down and really go to town, just like Yoda did in Star Wars 2. Or you can get some friends, proceed in taking turns, and leave me laying here all black and blue. And just to be mean, you can stab me in the spleen, go and break my bones one by one. And take my family jewels and run them over coals, and take some time to collapse my lung. Just don't touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard. I don't think that I could take the shame. And if you touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard, you will be in for a world of pain. Touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard. It would be a stain on my pride. And if you touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard, there ain't nowhere that you could ever hide. Don't touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard. It wouldn't be very smart. If you touch my beard, my mighty dwarven beard, I'd be forced to come rip out your heart. Ha!
a China doll. That red-haired dark elf wizard
will see the death of us all.
She dances round the fire, plays liquor, supple skin. Moonlight sharply glistens, her hair a flowing mane. Raindrops come to cool her, to the scorched earth they fall. That green-eyed dark elf wizard
should see the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard, it takes his one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed.
That's all it took.
How does that armor stay up?
I don't know.
It defies gravity.
She causes such distractions, no group won't let her in. That doesn't stop her from getting gifts from men.
It's such a sin.
She has no shame as she dances in woods or marble halls. That precocious dark elf wizard,
she'll be the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard, it takes his one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed.
That's all. Would say, can't help the eyes that wander during nightly sky clad play. But look, don't touch, I warn you, though your heart seems to stall. She's a level 80 wizard,
she'll be the death of you all. She's a dark elf wizard, it takes his one look.
Thank you.
sun's going down and you're running out of stuff to discuss on your show. You've come a long way, remember back when you were just a noob. But now you've got a song and play it while you broadcast in the nude.
Why are you up so late?
Just something that happened in game, that's all.
Again.
No, we were on this dragon.
Doing it again. Who is she?
Oh.
Honey, did you want to broadcast this? This was not the first time.
Style. They will charge you with a mighty cleaver full of venom. drinking and lusting in their hunger for power became known to more and more people. The demands to do something about this outrageous horde became louder and louder. Boss Grimlock, he burns a savage log.
Where might is right, he's an orchid superstar.
Now while he has the brawn, Grimzag has the brain.
Shaman to the tribe, bloody murder in his veins. The car, the car, of the ancient dwarven holding. It's our goal to put to flame. Until then, we'll keep on fighting till it's theirs to claim. They only choice when you log online. Rah, rah, the green skin, holds his greatest death machine. Any other choice is a waste of time. Rah, rah, the green skin, gonna stab you in the spleen. Come join the horde and you know it fits. Rah, rah, the green skin, holds his greatest death.
Okay, we're not quite back live yet. Lyra has been nice enough to show me her maze in, I don't know if it's an alt's house or just a friend of hers, but that's a fantastic maze. I like it. And she's given me a tour of her house in South Kinos now, showing me some really neat stuff. And she did have a request for a song, I should say. You know, I think that would be kind of cool if you started doing quests for songs. I'm not a bard. Anyway, so this is Lyra's request. It's a little odd for June, but here is Cheez-It Nibblebuns singing, I want a rhinoceros for Christmas.
Rhinoceros for Frostbell, only a Kunak rhinoceros for me. I don't want a warg slobbering with drool. I don't want a horse, I'd look like such a tool. I want a rhinoceros for Frostbell, run around the Kylon Plains with you. Don't use my chimney, Father Frostbell, I exclaim. I got a fire glowing, you'll crackle with the flames. Can see me now on Frostbell morning, nibbling on some cheese. To hear a knock down at the door, open it to find a rhino there for me. I want a Kunak rhinoceros for Frostbell, only a Kunak rhinoceros will do. I'll scratch behind his ears and pat his big old head. If I don't keep him happy, I'll probably wind up dead. My rhino trainer guy, I'm gonna sue. You may see me ride one-ton rhino with a mouse. My butt's so black and blue, on rhinos I do bounce. Doors and crack the floors when we come strolling in. I can see me now on Frostbell morning, nibbling on some cheese. To hear a knock down at the door, open it up to find a rhino there for me. I want a Kunak rhinoceros for Frostbell, only a Kunak rhinoceros will do. Wind up dead, and my rhino trainer guy, I'm gone.
That was I Want a Kunak Rhinoceros for Frostfell by special request of Lyra, who's giving me a tour of her house. It's a pretty cool cow. She has some pretty interesting stuff here. Although the bed looks exceedingly uncomfortable. It's one of those warped bone beds that, you know, rises up in the center. I don't know. She says it's not, you know, she says it's not uncomfortable, but I don't know. Something tells me I'll be limping if I lay down on that. And we just gotta check out the attic. Let's see, we're gonna go check out the attic. What's up here? Dead bodies! No. Oh, this is cool. She has like a little garden up here. Little meditation garden, I guess. She's got a bunch of hanging plants and potted plants and little shrubs and I believe this is Chenair's, yeah, the altar of Chenair. You got three of those lined up along with some hot tubs and stuff like that. It looks really good. I like it. Maybe that's a maybe that's a segment we ought to do. Whose house are we broadcasting from today? You know? What do you think, hon? Think it's a bad idea?
I think it's a good idea.
Now, you think it's a
Give
bad
it a
idea?
Try.
Give it a try. I like it. Looks good. Okay, how's it going with Skyanna being a
this is not good.
Not good. It's not going
no,
well.
No, we got him in the house, but Xanadu decided to go get a totem and become a bear too, and she's totally forgotten who she is. I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't know either, hon.
I've tried casting Befriend Animal on Skyanna, so we'll see what happens, but right now, they're starting to fight.
Yeah, that little, in that little cubby hole that's upstairs with the secret door.
Yeah.
She's got a bedroll. She has a bedroll up here, and she says it's for Linestrol or Linestrol. Who is Linestrol? There we go. For Linestrol when he's bad. Oh, her husband. Okay. And not surprisingly at all, she has a Frostfell wreath up on the wall. But she's not a Frostfell elf, ladies and gentlemen. She is not a Frostfell elf. Ooh, I have mail.
From some flounder?
Why would a flounder be sending me mail? You're weird.
It's better than a trout. It's trout mail.
Trout mail. Okay. Well, Lyra, thank you very much for the tour of your house and the maze. And this is really cool. I like it. She's got... God, I think she has as many trophies up here as Xanadu has lining her walls. Got this big old book. It's got a huge book. What is this thing? Oh, Why the Grump Hated Frostfell. Don't I have that somewhere? I don't know. I don't think I remember seeing this big book. She calls her trophies the Wall of Doom. Doom. Come on, let's hear it.
Doom.
Yeah, you don't sound like Bender at all.
I'm sorry.
All right, well, thank you very much, Lyra, for giving me the tour of your house and the maze. I think it looks really cool. And who knows? Maybe I'll come live from someone else's house next week. Maybe even yours. The suspense will kill everyone. It's my mastermind plan of genocide. To kill everyone with suspense. We're just going to call that the big echo laugh.
I don't have an echo.
Yes, you do. You just got to, that little box on top of your computer there, you just need to, the second knob from the right, you just need to turn that up a little bit.
Do I echo now?
Oh, no!
See? Told you.
Silly Lucan, genocide is for knights.
Knights? Knights, you genocide? Wait, that must be a member of the Knights of Freeport. Okay, Lyra wants to show me one more house, so let's see where we're going. Hey, someone has a cloak with a pirate symbol on the back. With the Jolly Roger. So, Alcon, let me ask you, are you done with pirates now?
No, I'm still a pirate at heart.
Yeah. So, still a pirate at heart, are you? I'm not sure why I slipped into Sean Connery. Okay, let's check out this house that she's showing me here. Eliwyn. So we will check out Eliwyn's house. Eliwyn!
So we got bears fighting, is that what you're saying? We got Xanadu Bear and Skyanna Bear fighting. Somehow I think Xanadu Bear will win.
Well, befriend animal's not working. I mean, oh, no.
What now?
Xan's down here scarfing everything off of Skyanna's table. She's just gobbling on a full turkey. Oh, my God. They're drinking out of her fountains.
Okay, we just walked into this house here. Lilywyn in South Kinos. And this place is just... frost fell everywhere. There are snow globes lining the walls, or lining the floor. Candy canes, a whole mess of stockings on the walls. Wreaths, candles, mini snowmen. What's upstairs? Let's see, what's upstairs here? More candles. And bats. Those hanging bats on chains. They're just everywhere. This isn't a house, it's a warehouse. It's like the Christmas tree shop. For anyone who knows what the Christmas tree shop is. Okay, Lyra is just a little obsessed with Frostfell. Just a little. No, HUD. HUD comments that it looks like someone didn't change their Frostfell decorations. It's not a matter of changing their Frostfell decorations. This is a warehouse filled with Frostfell decorations. And what does this read? They have pumpkins lining the wall, and they spell out Frostfell. Why do they spell out Frostfell in pumpkins? Maybe because... shoot, I don't know.
She says, well, they have to be stored somewhere. Oh, boy.
Okay, this is just weird now.
I should see some of my places. They are storage compartments.
Hmm. Last time I went to go visit Elkman Jana, couldn't move anything in her house. Just walk in, poof, oh my god, I'm stuck.
That's more like Nindy's place now.
Hmm. Oh, I see. She says these are all the holiday decorations for their guild hall. And the guild is Restoration, I believe. Yep, Restoration. That's what's above her head.
But she's not the Frostfell elf.
She claims she is not a Frostfell elf. She is Tyr Dall, silly. Hee hee hee. Okay, now she's going to bring me to the guild hall. Sure, let's go check out the guild hall. And she exclaims again, she is not a Frostfell elf. She also says that she's not a silly rabbit, and people are not after her lucky charms. No, I think I just added that, but that's all right.
That's just how I am.
It's wacky, it's wild, it's Kool-Aid style. I like it. Okay, now let's see where this guild hall is. Guild hall. Same house? Now she's complaining that Cade made her take down the Frostfell decorations from the guild hall. And it was only April! Uh-oh. Did you see that in the OGR channel?
Domino is plotting evil things.
That can be good or bad for the Trades Guild community. And we, as good investigative reporters, will wildly speculate.
Why don't you use your telepathic abilities?
My psychic abilities. Wait a minute. I feel something psychic coming on. Psychic, 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 psychic. 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 I foresee in the future of trades guilding in EverQuest 2. I foresee. What is it that I see? I see something from
Domino.
I see 3-foot-tall dominoes that you can put in your house. What do you think? No?
Well, there's one of her dancing on a piano. That would be kind of cool.
Hmm. Hey, they blocked the upstairs. Oh, no, they didn't. Just put a bookcase in front of it. All right. Let's check out the upstairs here. I guess this is Restoration's Guild Hall. Looks pretty cool. Upstairs, the floor is covered in pillows and a big stage. I'm not sure. I'm not definite about this, but this could be the strip club. This could be Restoration's brothel. I'm not sure about that.
Are you wishful thinking again?
Me? I'm not the one that put pillows all over the place.
What's wrong with pillows? You can sit on them.
Now I'm up on stage. And there are instruments. Little drums. And oh, now I'm being pelted with snowballs. Wait a minute, there's a treasure chest over here. I will steal their treasure. No? You don't think I should?
I wouldn't do that. That's not nice.
But I want treasure. Why can't I have treasure? Everyone else has treasure.
You've got treasure. I don't know what you've done with it, but you had treasure.
It's in the guild hall.
Okay, well, there's your treasure.
Cherry Coke. That is this week's ale.
How is it?
It's Cherry Coke. I've always loved Cherry Coke. Now, Lyra should go out and check out the Legion of Kithacor. The Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall in Corowind. She has giant snow people. Pristine snow people. And they are guarding the guild hall. What kind of guild is Restoration? I don't know.
They restore things? Restorate? No, just kidding.
Well, they might. Who knows? Maybe all this stuff used to be antiques. This stuff could have... Okay, now this is just weird, okay? They have a fireplace with a snowdrift in it. Yes, they put a snowdrift inside of the fireplace. That's just weird.
It probably looks cool.
Oh, it does. It's just weird. Lyra says it's magic frostfell snow.
It never melts.
I would hope not. It would put out the fire. Fire, fire, fire. Someone...
Then you'd have soggy logs.
Soggy logs. And the ducks are named. They have ducks. They have pet ducks. One's named Dora, Lenny, Joannis, Terry, Lizzie, Candy, Linestrel, and there's a boar named Boris. Oh, there's another duck. Giggles. So, yes, so Lyra now must come to Gorrowind with me and see our guild hall.
There you go.
That's what I say.
Tour de force.
Come on, Lyra. We're going to the Legion of Kithacor guild hall in Gorrowind. I suppose that means I actually have to travel there. Getting so used to just... You know, clicking my Stein of Recollection or Call of the Inebriated and just...
Thing is, why don't you land drunk if you're at the Call of the Inebriated?
You don't land drunk.
Yeah, but it should.
Why?
I don't know. Because of the name of it.
I see.
No, I figure it this way. I have, I've bound myself right in front of my house, and the only tavern on my list for the Call of the Inebriated is Gorrowind, so I can get to the guild hall or I can get home really quick. While we're traveling, I'm going to throw on some music. Need some traveling music. Any requests?
No. Surprise me.
Surprise you. All right. If there's any requests from the chat channels out there, let me know. And we'll get it on as soon as we can. See what we got here.
Let's do... Wait a minute. I've already done that one tonight. Let's see. We can do that one. And that one. We're doing all at once.
Once? Not twosies?
No. Let's see. Maybe something old. Do that one and that one. And then... Running out of steam. Do that one. And... Haven't done that one for a while. So let's load those up. Let's see how organized we can be, you know? And while we travel to Gorowind to the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall, we're going to be listening to some music. So enjoy the music, folks.
At 5 o'clock, a Saturday morning, haven't stamped a wink this eve. I'm getting close to level, let me ding. My girlfriend fell asleep on auto, follow and got stuck in a tree. Her tune's dead, can't rest now, let me ding. Hear the ding, just a peep, getting tired, gotta sleep. My girlfriend's gonna kill me. Let me ding. The dregs and bitter blooms of the Theron turn the tables and come at me. The bugs and snakes, they bite me. Let me ding. When the sun, it rises over, the dogs are laid out to the sea. I cry out words of anger. Let me ding.
here's a tribute to Electric Funk Stuff and the very first EverQuest song. It's a story that's sad but true. The Ranger left our party in a pinch. The fight had looked like it would be a cinch. But the mage ran out of mana, the cleric said, "Manana!" And I was dead before I moved an inch. See, I told you it was sad. Can you spare some rations? Cause I sure need a drink. I've lost my stuff, I'm feeling out of sorts. Those trains just keep chasing, no idea which way I'm facing. Has anybody here seen my corpse? I'm fuming cause my server's down again. Those women I've been chasing are all men.
My name's Galadriel.
I asked one to join my side. She just laughed until she cried and said, "Get your skill at banging up to 10. Oh, well, that's so hard. Now, can you spare some rations? Cause I sure need a drink. I move so slow, I wish I had a horse. It's 9 and I can't see danger in front of me. Has anybody here seen my corpse? Everything comes red now when I play.
It's like Christmas, red and green everywhere.
What would I like my tombstone to say?
Avenge my death!
Thanks, well it's been fun. 5 more minutes, then I'm done. I've been saying that to myself since yesterday.
Yeah, I'm right with you. As soon as I killed the fire beetle and that wolf and that skeleton.
Can you spare some rations? Cause I sure need a drink. This game will be grounds for my divorce. The lag time's gonna be joking. The quest can all be broken. But still I keep coming back, of course. I saw him in Kino's outside the gate. I drew my sword, but the guards wouldn't wait to kill the Dark Pod. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Pod. No, I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back time after time. Fippy Dark Pod. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Pod. Whoa, the Fippy Dark.
Than the little more pop, that Fippy Dark Pop, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pop. He's got a cool name and he's giving a shout. His death toll surpasses the River Bell Trout, that Fippy Dark Pop, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pop. Oh, oh, that Fippy Dark Pop. Oh, I started hunting just his suicide run really makes a great show. I'm thanking the pups, charging the game. He should have got back, but he couldn't wait. I don't know what he's thinking, just seems to wait. A no-come-up waiting on his unhinged chains.
hint, he can't read the signs. The guards lay him out time after time. Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw.
Nose will be nose and guards will be guards. Look, he just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. Trees.
Alrighty, and we're back. And Lyra and I have just arrived in the Legion of Kithagor Guild Hall. And Lyra, who is a big fan of Frostfell, has just gazed in wonder at our giant Frostfell tree. Well, it's not exactly a frost. Well, I suppose it is. We do have falling snow within it. But yeah, we have a giant tree in the entranceway here.
It's a very big tree, too.
Yep, it's about, you know, if you equate it to real life scale, it's about 30 feet high. I like our tree. It's a big ass tree. She loves it. She loves the fact that we have candles and the snow going through it and stuff. She's jumping around it and stuff. She just loves it. So we have the approval of the not Frostfell elf.
Yay!
Woo! Library. Books. Books! Twitch. Books!
Stop it!
Xanadai loves our books. She's checking out her books.
Right now, Xanadai only cares about bear things.
Bear things.
Like eating books.
Yes, she would eat books at this point.
You know, there was a great skit that Emo Phillips used to love to do. He'd sit down in his big old chair up on stage and go, you know, there's just nothing like sitting next to an open fire and enjoying a nice big book. Let's face it, a book like, oh, let's say War and Peace will feed a good fire for 2 or 3 hours. Come on, that's funny. I'm losing my touch. Maybe I'm just losing my sense of humor. I don't know. Ah, she's hitting me with snowballs again. She found the plate of cookies on the bar. No, she's not interested in the tour anymore. Now she wants cookies. Come to think of it, I could use some cookies myself. Here we go.
Cookies.
Cookies! Frostfeller cookies!
This episode of Deathless Littlewing Show has been brought to you by Frostfell Cookies. Why? Why not?
Cookies and milk.
We have milk?
Yeah, I think. There's glasses of milk in game.
Well, I don't think the LOK is exactly a milk and cookies kind of guild.
Milk and ale.
Ale! Yes! Lots of ale!
And what would good we're upstairs in the barracks right now. What would a guild barracks be without Brell's magic keg?
Because Brell's magic keg is for ale!
What's it for again, hun?
Ale.
Ale! Damn Skippy!
Now Lyra wants me to play the Brell's magic keg is for ale song. perhaps before we go. And now I'll lead her downstairs to the actual guild hall. I'll do my bionic man run.
I think it's so funny when you do that. I caught myself doing that.
Well, when your run speed is at 56% and you try to walk, you kind of do a slow motion run. I like it. I think it's cool. Don't you think it's cool?
Yeah. Oh my god. This is terrible.
What's that?
Well, like I said, Xanadu and Skyheart are both bears. They're both thinking like bears. And Roland is here, and every time Xanadu gets next to Roland, Skyanna growls, and Morian's idea is to take them to the death's door so they'll change.
So why is it that everything that Morian comes across, every solution involves someone dying? Morian, what the hell is wrong with you? Every time we come across a situation where we need a solution, it's like, well, what if we kill him?
Yeah, basically.
Are we sure that she's not from Freeport?
I'm beginning to wonder.
I'm beginning to wonder if she isn't a spy from Freeport.
But it is true. In order for them to drop, you know, to get out of this bear form, they would have to hit the floor, you know what I mean? Unless you got some bright ideas.
Most of my ideas are pretty dark, actually.
I don't know how Zan would think about me smacking her around with my bow.
She'd probably like it just fine.
I promise to tell her that when she wakes up.
Bah,
oh, by the way, Zan, Tethel said that you'd probably like this, so I took my bow to you. Now that you're out of bear form.
I can see it now. Elkin plinking away with arrows. Plink, plink, plink. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just state, for the record, Lyra of Restoration is one weird dark elf. I've never seen a dark elf in my life so fascinated with Frostfell season. I have to agree with Latesh. She says that they kicked her out of Freeport for hitting Lucan in the knees with her hammer.
This is not going to go well for Elfin.
And now I'm going to show her the officer's lounge. Yeah, by the way, what do you guys... What was everyone doing in the officer's lounge? That's the only place where there's a hot tub.
Well, Xan and I both knocked ourselves out. And... she still looks like a bear.
Yeah, I have to agree with Zen, and I was talking on EQ Tuesday about being excited about getting rid of these the walls we have built with bookcases. I think the new walls are going to be awesome. Yep, so if anyone ever wants to come to Gorrowind and check out the five-room house and visit LOK Guild Hall, blatant violation of the naming policies, but Renlo didn't seem to mind. yeah, check it on out. I put the hot tub and the meeting hall together, and Xanadu is responsible for everything else. I think she did a wonderful job here. The thing, of course, that made decorating this place kind of difficult was the fact that the rooms are not square. Not only are they oval, they're not square. If you lay a, the hot tub area is a perfect example. Making a straight line from the center of one pillar going across to the other side of the room, it does not meet the center of the pillar on the other thing, on the other side of the room. So the rooms themselves are not square. So it does make decorating a little difficult.
But challenging and fun.
Yes. Not that I'm complaining. I think these giant places are really cool. The ceilings, I mean, this place is probably, what, twice the height of the manors in South Kinos?
Oh, yeah. You can put some of the biggest chandeliers up there, and they still like yippee lights up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, putting chandeliers in those, shut up, Harry, it was me.
You had to knock.
Harry, stop it! Now, God, is he downstairs?
Yes.
Get the kid to calm him down.
Harry. Hush. No!
That's what happens when you knock on in this house, folks.
No, he's a good guard dog.
He is. He barks. He barks like hell. Scares away the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, yeah, especially when I take him to the door and I'm hanging onto his collar and he's just... Yes, can I help you? No, they back off slowly. So funny. Anyway.
So, yes, I do like how the guild hall has turned out. We are, you know, some of the walls do look a little bare. I think we're going to get more paintings and stuff like that and keep up with the decorating. See, here she wants me to take a picture of her in front of the tree.
Bull?
I don't know. I'll have to check. Back up a little bit. There we go. Tree's kind of big. Oh, no!
What?
Either EverQuest crashed or I crashed in general. I'm getting that critical error, ran out of memory error that I haven't seen for quite a long time. Yeah, EverQuest is crashing on me. Yeah, so, Lyra, I will be back as soon as I can. Sorry about that. I went to take a screenshot and EverQuest crashed. Got a lot of stuff running in the background here. I'm going to shut some stuff off. I think it's really sad. I have a 1 gigabyte video card, 2 gigs of RAM, and it's still not enough. What the hell? I don't know.
Just not enough.
Of course, you never have any problems because you're just Little Miss Perfect.
Yeah, that's right. You're just Little Miss Perfect, aren't you? Take it from Sean Connery. You piss everyone off. Whoops.
What?
Oh, no, I don't know if I can say about this.
What?
You really want to know?
I'm not in game. I have no idea what you did.
Well, after dueling, I'm on the floor. I can't get up. It's like she broke my back.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Appreciate that.
And Sam decided to sit on me in bear form. So I told her, I said, you know, you really need to shave this a bit. Told you it was wrong.
Folks, I have no idea what's actually wrong with my guild. Uh, And it's not like you can say report it to the officers either. These are the officers that are doing this.
I am now entering the game as Sean Connery Jr. Gold member, you're mad.
Okay. Well, I'm logging in here. We got 5 minutes left. Oh, wait! Oh!
What?
God, I'm gonna get the dog barking again. The contest!
Oh, yeah, you were supposed to talk about that.
We need to talk about our new contest! Tell everyone about the contest. You're the one that made it up. Do we just want to wait till next week?
No, you can do it. We're going to throw a contest about...
Okay, well, basically, let's give them the basics. A lot of people that have been playing EQ2 since the beginning... I'll see if I can take this screenshot without crashing this time. A lot of people that have been playing EQ2 since the beginning are a little miffed about this new... What is it called? Legends or something? Or
Living Legends.
The Living Legends promotion that's going on. Some of them are a little miffed. Because they're going to be able to get... If you're returning to Norrath, you're going to be able to get all the expansions, all the health items. And aren't they getting a free month as well?
Yeah, 2 months.
2 months for free!
And which is great!
Oh, it's great for the people coming in or coming back. What about those of us who have been here the whole time? It's like we're getting, you know, we're...
You know, it's not the point.
Okay, anyway. Okay.
We are the living legends.
Okay,
legacy.
Fine. Moving on.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to hold a contest and give away a free copy of The Rise of Kunark disc, which of course has all the expansions. All the house items, blah, blah, blah. But it's not for people coming back in.
It's for those that are in the game now, who just never was able to get ROK, but had wanted it. Okay, now that sounds really silly or stupid or whatever, but you know, I've been reading the forums and stuff, and there's a few people out there that, you know, never got ROK. They just couldn't afford it, and you know that sort of stuff. So. You know, we want to be able to do some small little thing for that niche of people. And there has to be some out there, somewhere. And, you know, I've got it up on my blog, but I'm sure Jethel can do something better. But basically, the contest is, we want you to write us a letter about why you love EverQuest 2. What's some of the happier times that you remember most in the game? Or what is it about EQ2 that keeps you playing? And, you know, we got a few rules. You need to be a U.S. citizen, okay?
You must not already have LOK.
No, and in order to prove it, we'll come over to your server and jump on the boat and make sure you don't go to, you know, the landing over there. You know, no cash prizes or exchanges. You get a copy of ROK. We'll have it drop shipped to you, or we're even looking at... buying you a key and you can just go ahead and do a digital download. I don't know yet. We'll work that out.
Right.
And one entry per person, no multiple entries, okay? And you have to have a valid, good standing EverQuest 2 account. The contest starts today. We'll run it till the 25th. And, you know, I wrote in my blog that maybe calling upon other guild leaders to look within their own groups. You know, because guild leaders we're always looking for something to reward our members with. Maybe get, you know, offering a copy of ROK for some outstanding, you know, stuff. If they really needed it, would be a cool thing to do. And in return, when that person maybe is able to afford a copy of ROK, find another person and pass it on. You know, maybe by the time they can do something, it'll be a different expansion, but I don't know. It's just an idea. It's just something different that we can do as living, as the living legacy to, you know, be that legacy.
Right.
I don't know.
So, we are rewarding the player who loves EverQuest and never left. Well, not never left, but your current EverQuest player, you just couldn't afford Rise of Kunark. Gotta be a U.S. citizen. You cannot have ROK already. Don't enter this quest thinking you're going to get it for your girlfriend or one of your friends. Stuff like this. We want to make sure that you already have an account and that you do not have ROK. So we're going to group with you, get on a boat with you. We're going to get on a boat with you to the Kyrlong Plains. And if you get bounced back... If you get bounced back, we will...
No jumping off ship either.
Right, no jumping off. Let's keep it honest,
We're just looking
folks.
For some honest folks out there that, you know, pay it forward. That you got it. You know, it's a payward... Pay, blah, 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 blah. Pay it forward type of thing.
Right.
You know?
Now, if you win, you can do this two ways. We can either send it to you and you can wait for the mail... Or you can just you can download everything right there, you know, from your patch client. Just make sure you choose what you want ROK and download it. Actually, I don't think you can start downloading until you actually put the key in. Is that right?
I have no idea, but we can just drop ship it from them, you know.
Right, but and then we can email you the key, and then once you unlock. Are okay, and you enter the key and stuff like that, you will get all the house items and blah, 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 blah. So either way works for us. It doesn't matter. So write us a letter. Why do you love EverQuest 2? And
what keeps you playing? What, you know, what's some of the best memories you've had of EverQuest? You know, something around those lines. You can use all three. You can, you know, just focus on one. So... give it a shot.
Yeah. So, there you go. So, you can email your entry to eloquent... actually, yours is kind of hard to spell. So, let's just do demon@kithacore.org. That's my email address. D-E-M-O-N, demon@kithacore.org. Email your submission. And
the subject line's got to be, what keeps you playing EverQuest 2? Okay?
Okay.
So anyway, that was my silly idea.
So we're going to give this a try. We're going to run the contest until the 25th, and then we'll make an announcement on the show. We will make an announcement on the show on the 1st of July, which would be the next show after the 25th.
The 25th of July? You mean the 1st of August?
We're
running the contest till July 25th.
June, you said from today. You said the 25th. You didn't say July 25th.
Sorry, July
25th. Okay, so July 25th, and then we'll make the announcement. Let's see here. Move this to July 25th. So we'll make that announcement on the 29th of July.
Okay.
Of who? Actually, no. Let's give ourselves a week to you know bring them on the boat and make sure and blah blah blah. Okay, so. So in August, that would be the 5th. The 5th of August would be the next show. All right? Is that good?
Yeah.
Did we really screw that up?
I don't think so.
So go to... I will type this in. eloquentjenna.kithacore.org. So you can go to eloquentjenna.kithacore.org. That's eloquentjenna.kithacore.org. And she's got all the information up there on her blog.
She blogs.
Sometimes. Been blogging a lot. I go in spurts.
Mm-hmm. So you blog in spurts? Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
That sounds dirty. Blogging in spurts.
Well, I do. I go, spurt, and there's a whole bunch, and then I wait a while, and then splurt, and I got a bunch. And then...
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
You're weird.
I know.
It's okay, though.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's it for the show this week. Jethro's Overwing Show, Tuesday, June 8th, 2008. You got anything else, Eloquent? Any shout outs, anything like that?
No.
Nothing at all. All right, she's got nothing.
I have a blank.
I have nothing else either. So we're going to sign off now. And here comes my famous ending stick.
The stick.
Hey, all right. That's it for this episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuds.
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Splank Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, A 4-Pound Jar of Jelly Beans, A Package of Expired Twinkies, and A Small Rock.
Yay, Rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethro Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Magenta, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.